Elishua Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Dalid, the 19th chapter. This is Avodah Be'emunah. So this is how to improve the quality of Emunah. The author begins, Kvar Omarnu Ketziyor Maftech Emunah. We said above, this is on Daf Kuf, a few pages ago, that the key to Emunah is mental imagery. Tziyorim Me'irerim U'mechazkim Esakoyach. Mental images kindle and also strengthen the power of Emunah. Vema mevasesim esabachshava. It's also at the root, the base of thought. Velachen kosev haRambam that we saw there on Daf Kuf. The Rambam wrote ki Emunah zeu atziyor nechon v'amiti. The Rambam they said that Emunah is not what you say with your mouth. That's easy, lip service type of thing. Emunah is when a person has the correct mental imagery in his mind. A person wants to strengthen and deepen his emunah. That's the avodah. And he gives you the reference. So the Kuzari says as follows. The chassid instructs his power of imagination. He uses it. It's a tool. He instructs his power of imagination to produce the most vivid possible mental image with the aid of memory. Memory can help us over here. In order to produce the particular vision that he wants to produce. K'moy ma'amad Har Sinai, for example, Har Sinai Matan Torah, or ma'amad Avraham Yitzchak Be'armoniya, or the vision of Avraham and Yitzchak as they were at the Akedah, uch'moy Mishkan Moshe, or for example, the Mishkan, how it was built, how it was erected, operated, the Seder Avodah, the whole Avodah in the Mishkan, v'chul ha-kavoid be-beis ha-mikdash, and how the kavoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the beis ha-mikdash, v'zul azab, and many, many others. The Chassid uses these tools, the tool of imagination. Says the author, davar gadoilu, this is a very great thing, letzayer le'atzmoy, for a person to, again, to produce this technicolor world, this rich film, if you wish. Kitzad hayan yirei yitzias mitzayim. What did that look like? Kriyas Yam Suf. What did Kriyas Yam Suf look like? The Shiras Hayam, or Shiras Hayam, when Moshe Rabbeinu omeres Hashira, Moshe Rabbeinu pronouncing the words, v'chol rivevayis alfei yisalonim acham, and tens of thousands, myriads, answering. What did that look like? What did it feel like? Al matan tira nitztavinu ledas Ramban belav. The Ramban says it is a love over here. It's one of the loving of the Torah. Sheloi nishkach ma'amad Har Sinai. That's the prohibition in the Torah. We are not permitted to forget the event of Har Sinai. Velo nasir ot yisoy midateinu, not to remove it from our minds. Aval yeh einenu velibenu sham kol yamim. Our eyes and hearts should be there constantly. That's a paraphrase of a pasuk. Vehu amro yisale. This is expressed in the Torah. This is in Vayeschanan, Perik Daled, Verim Daled. He shomer lecha ushmo nafshecha me'oid. Beware, be very careful, lest you forget these matters that your eyes saw, lest they be removed from your heart throughout your life. And furthermore, besides the prohibition to forget them, there's an assay of conveying these things to your progeny. The day and the experience when you stood before Hashem at Choyrev. The author now gives us an example of this. This is an entree, how the exercise would work. Yeta'erna ha-ma'amin le'atzmo. Let the ma'amin imagine to himself, eichu be'atzmo yomed tachtisa. Let him see for himself, himself standing at the bottom of the mountain. Yachad im kol shishim ribo mi'Yisrael. To try and picture this mass, enormous mass of humanity. Ha-har bo'er ba'esh ha-lev ha-shamayim. The mountain is just in fire all the way into the heavens, all the way to the heart of the heavens. Moshe Rabbeinu there at the top. V'hushemeh bin vu'ah, and through nevu'ah, the individual hears, dibur anoichi ve'lo yelecha, mipi ha'gvura. He hears, anoichi Hashem elekecha, lo yelecha elohim achim. V'nirta lecholam, and he just recoils from the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mis'aleif merov eima ufachad, and just he collapses, he becomes unconscious through the terror of hearing Hashem. V'rak tal shel techiya. It's only that dew of resuscitation, hanasuch alav misharesh haTorah b'merumim, which is then poured upon him from the root of where the Torah is in Shemayim. And this is, of course, this is all from Chazal, the description of really Tchiyas HaMeisim. Only that dew, mechayehu, brings him back to life, or mekarveh lishma dvarim atumani, brings him close in order to hear until the end. And then to imagine to myself how he just doesn't cease to be astonished al gadlus kazeh shezachal b'soch klal Yisrael, this experience, the ultimate experience that he earned. Lishmo elokim chayim medaber el adam v'chay, like they said to him, to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to man and living, deruach kadish abayu miskiyim, that this Holy Spirit is within him, that's what Hashem's word put within us and endures. Nehepachu ha'adam Yisrael ish acher. This individual becomes transformed completely into someone else. Ya'an nizgala roch ha'kodesh b'kibbo. Because now there's roch ha'kodesh within us as a Jew. Chayus nitzchis. There's an eternal life implanted within us through the word of Hashem. Ve'im zois. With all of this, u'mischane lifnei Moshe Rabbeinu. He pleads before Moshe Rabbeinu. Daber ata imanu. You speak on our behalf. Ki yareu lenafshei p'nyamus. Because he's so afraid to die, im yosif oid lishmo eskol Hashem, if we hear one more word from Hashem. U'moshe Rabbeinu mitzta'er al kach, Moshe Rabbeinu regrets this, ki amdu merachot moviah, that they moved far because of the fear. Ve'lo yigavra b'hem reiv ahava lidvar Hashem, they weren't overcome by a love for dvar Hashem. Lishmo kol ha'tira kula mipi v'zborach, to hear the entire Torah, not just a few words. Ve'lo nitzcha ahava zo yispachad ha'mavet, and Moshe Rabbeinu regrets that this love did not overcome the fear of death. This is, it gives an idea of how to go about this. Mishenichras beliboy tziur chay, ma'amitus ha'mamad bar Sinai, a person who is carved in his heart a vivid image, a film of this event in Har Sinai. V'yu einav liboy sham kol yamim. Again, that's a pasuk. And his heart and his eyes are there all days, constantly. Yizgaber koach emunasei, because we're talking about avodah emunah. His emunah will just increase enormously. Vegam yimtza besichloi tomid mahalach hayisani. We also find intellectually a robust approach levases emunasei in order to solidify his emunah. V'yeidah malashiv l'apikoros, and necessarily he will also develop ways of malashiv l'apikoros, how to answer those who do not believe. And this is just one. This is Matan Torah. V'nei divrei yameinu, our history, hinam meleim ugdushim mitzirim shel yofi v'gadlus v'emes lafli. Our history is filled. It's completely permeated with images that are of beauty and exaltedness and truth. Hamechayet tzirim ke'elu beliboy, a person who brings such images to life in his heart. Hino nimtza tamid, is constantly in the company of Bechivas Shimon HaTzadik. In the company of Shimon HaTzadik, asher gam Alexander Mogdon is batelefanav. That's a Gemara right in Yema Samechtes, I think, that Shimon HaTzadik went out of Yerushalayim and Alexander Mogdon, bowed before him and said that he always saw him in his dreams before battles. He's referring to that, Yema Samechtes, I think. So he'll be in the company of Shimon HaTzadik. Bechivas Hilel HaZaken, he'll be in the company of Hilel HaZaken v'Rabbi Akiva. Talking about these events that we can, again, bring to life. These are just examples. Various events in the life of Hillel HaZaken, various events in the life of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi, Rova, Ve'abaye, Ve'chol asher yosif lakir Gdolei Yisrael ba'oveh u'ba'avar. The more a person comes to thus know Gdolei Yisrael, both in the present and in the past, yisvasfu lo yitzurim ha'mitus Torah HaKadosha. He will add more and more of these images, which we said is really emunah. Emunah comes down to images of the truth of Torah. So besides what the Kuzari says, that one can use the big events, Matan Torah, Kriyas Yam Suf, the Akedah, besides that, the author is also suggesting using, again, our memory and our imagination, both of them. We know certain things about Hillel HaZaken. We remember them from having learned about them. So that's the memory part. Gives you all the raw material, the details. And the imagination brings it to life. So he can be with Hillel HaZaken on that cold Shabbos morning when he's climbing on the roof because he just needs to hear the shir and he's lying on the skylight and things like that. That's the Avodah. Ad kan.